Consider the atoms in your hand right now. Every single one was forged in the nuclear furnace of a dying star billions of years ago, scattered across space in a violent supernova explosion, and eventually coalesced into the planet beneath your feet and the body you call yourself. This isn't poetry, it's physics, and it raises a question that has haunted humanity since we first looked up at the night sky. Where did all this come from, and what does it mean? Modern cosmology tells us the universe began 13.8 billion years ago with the Big Bang, though we can only peer back to about 10 to the negative 34 seconds after that moment before our physics breaks down completely. But here's where things get truly strange. Our universe might actually be nothing at all. The total electrical charge is precisely zero. The total angular momentum is zero. When we account for gravitational energy, which is negative, alongside the energy of mass and motion, the universe's total energy might sum to exactly zero. Creation wasn't manufacturing something from nothing, but separating nothing into balanced opposites that give the appearance of something. We're living inside a cosmic accounting trick where opposing values create the illusion of substance. How did we get from cosmic dust to conscious beings? Evolution through natural selection provides the answer, though creationists prefer God as direct manufacturer, a compact explanation requiring no investigation. This represents the abnegation of intellect, seeking understanding through assertion rather than discovery. Evidence for evolution comes from two independent sources. The fossil record provides overwhelming coherence despite gaps. More remarkably, molecular evidence reveals evolutionary history at the DNA level. These microscopic transformations never conflict with macroscopic evidence, powerfully confirming evolution's factual status. Evolution is a fact. Natural selection is the theory explaining how it occurs. Natural selection operates entirely locally in time, blind to future consequences. There's no striving for perfection or guaranteed progress. Adaptations beneficial now might become burdens later. The molecular junk between our genes might prove advantageous, enabling future adaptation or even reversion to ancestral forms should catastrophe demand it. Organisms aren't elegant designs, but bizarre conglomerations, a serendipitously accumulated junkyard of the symbiotic. What really happened when your parents created you? Until 1953, when Francis Crick and James Watson revealed DNA structure, profound ignorance surrounded conception. This discovery transformed biology into a quantitative physical science. DNA, this meters-long twisted ladder molecule, contains bases, A, T, C, G, forming complementary pairs. When DNA replicates by splitting, each strand templates a new complementary strand. The base sequence encodes protein-building instructions through three-letter codons specifying amino acids. Our DNA packages into 23 chromosome pairs, with X and Y chromosomes determining sex. Sexual reproduction proves advantageous over asexual strategies for species adaptation, while parthenogenesis, females reproducing without males, might work in unchanging environments, sexual reproduction enables faster adaptation despite the lottery of courtship. The evolutionary price? Loss of perfect identity replication. In females, nearly 500,000 primary oocytes form before birth, though only about 500 release during her lifetime. This extraordinary complexity represents both scientific triumph and evolutionary marvel, natural selection's product operating over billions of years. Death follows precise physical processes. The body cools based on environment and composition. Muscles initially relax, then stiffen when ATP depletes. Myosin and actin filaments lock without ATP to separate them. Rigor mortis progresses from small muscles, eyelids, jaw, to large ones within 3 to 12 hours. After 36 hours, decomposing proteins cause secondary flaccidity. Postmortem lividity, purple discoloration from pooling blood, appears within 30 minutes. Intestinal bacteria produce hydrogen sulfide and amines like cadaverine and putrescine, creating decay's distinctive smell. Sulfur replaces oxygen in hemoglobin, turning the body green-purple. Gas buildup causes distension within a week. Understanding death's physical reality doesn't diminish its emotional weight. It allows us to face mortality without supernatural embellishment. There's dignity in acknowledging our material nature rather than clinging to comforting fictions. Modern death science advances forensic investigation and organ preservation, transforming death study into a tool for preserving life. Humans have long contemplated immortality through medical advances and spiritual realms. Christianity developed complex narratives around the millennium, tribulation, Armageddon, and rapture. Despite countless failed predictions, from William Miller's Great Disappointment of 1844 to recent date-setting failures, the danger remains that powerful believers might try to precipitate these events. Scientific examination reveals significant challenges. There's no empirical evidence for consciousness continuing after brain death. The spiritualist movement has been repeatedly exposed as exploiting the vulnerable through cold reading and emotional manipulation. Near-death experiences, while documented across cultures, are increasingly understood as predictable physiological phenomena. Endorphin releases, oxygen deprivation, and DMT production during the brain's shutdown. Bodily resurrection faces practical challenges. How could deceased bodies be restored? Will resurrected bodies retain diseases? What age will people be? The psychological root may lie in people's inability to imagine the world continuing without them. The afterlife concept would be relatively harmless if not weaponized as social control, manipulating behavior through promises of eternal rewards or threats of endless punishment. Our 4.5 billion-year-old sun will exhaust its hydrogen in 5 billion years, expanding into a red giant nearly 100 times larger. Long before engulfing Earth, it will boil our oceans and strip our atmosphere, eventually leaving a white dwarf that dims over a trillion years. Beyond our solar system, the universe faces increasingly profound endings. Dark energy will separate galaxies, star formation will cease, black holes will dominate, then evaporate through Hawking radiation over 10 to the 100 years. Matter itself will decompose into radiation, stretched flat by cosmic expansion into near infinite emptiness. This heat death, where all energy differences equalize, represents the second law of thermodynamics' ultimate triumph. Every structure will dissolve into uniform particles separated by vast distances in an eternally expanding void. We are stardust, driven unwittingly by chaos, gloriously but aimlessly evolved into sentience, and inescapably returned to nothing. Yet there's stark beauty here. We are brief arrangements of matter, temporarily defying entropy through life's miracle. Our consciousness represents the universe becoming aware of itself, if only for a cosmic moment. While mysteries remain, how the universe began, how life emerged, science has made remarkable progress. We've traced our lineage through billions of years, from prokaryotic cells to complex organisms. Modern astronomy reveals our place in an expanding cosmos of hundreds of billions of galaxies, while quantum physics unveils the subatomic dance underlying all matter. The scientific method represents a distillation of common sense in alliance with honesty that provides the sound and firm foundation for the joy of true comprehension. Rather than diminishing wonder, scientific understanding enhances it. Quantum entanglement, cellular machinery, and the cosmic web offer spiritual experiences grounded in reality. We are the universe becoming conscious of itself, capable of understanding our own origins and fate. In a world favoring comforting myths over difficult truths, choosing to see clearly, embracing our cosmic insignificance and our profound significance as conscious observers represents an act of courage and wonder. Your atoms were forged in stars, your consciousness emerged from chaos, and your understanding lights up the darkness. That's not diminishment. That's magnificent.